Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. On this show, we celebrate the life of jazz singer Dave Lambert, who would have turned 100 years old this week. Lambert is a name that's familiar to many vocal jazz aficionados, one-third of the groundbreaking 1950s group Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross. But before joining forces with John Hendricks and Annie Ross, Dave Lambert was introducing the language of bebop jazz into the art of singing. We'll chronicle his career this hour. It's the Dave Lambert Centennial, coming up next on Afterglow.
Thank you.
The jazz vocal group Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross, the hottest new group in jazz. Well, at least they were in 1959 when this album came out. We heard them scatting in order, Dave Lambert and John Hendrix, with a little help at the end from Annie Ross. That was the John Hendrix original tune, Everybody's Boppin'. Everybody's Boppin' was the closing track on their first album for Columbia Records in 1959, and their fourth album overall, recorded after they won Downbeat Magazine's poll for Best Vocal Group that same year. They would go on to win that title three more times over the next 3 years. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we celebrate the centennial of one of the biggest cult figures in the world of jazz, Dave Lambert, a pioneer in the art of scat singing and vocal harmonies. Dave Lambert was born in Boston on June 19, 1970, 100 years ago this week. Lambert was the ultimate journeyman in jazz. He started out as a drummer and soon became a vocalist, singing first with Johnny Long's orchestra in the early 1940s. Lambert's voice was not classically beautiful, but he knew how to swing, and he was tuned into the emerging bebop scene of the 1940s. In 1944, he ended up in Gene Krupa's orchestra, singing with Krupa's vocal group, the G-Noters, and befriending Krupa's main vocalist, Buddy Stewart. Stewart was an alumni of Claude Thornhill's vocal group, the Snowflakes, and like Dave Lambert, he was a fan of the emerging bebop scene. In January 1945, Dave Lambert presented an original song for Krupa to record called What's This? It was a bebop head, but instead of getting one of Krupa's instrumentalists to perform it, Lambert and Stewart recorded the song themselves, scat singing. It was one of the very first sung bebop tunes ever recorded. The only other person who could truly say they were making bebop scat solos at the same time was Ella Fitzgerald. Here's Dave Lambert and Buddy Stewart with Gene Krupa's orchestra in 1945, performing Lambert's original tune, What's This? On Afterglow.
Down with
Dave Lambert and Buddy Stewart singing with Gene Krupa's orchestra in 1945. That was one of the first bop vocal pieces ever, a Dave Lambert original called What's This? The partnership between Dave Lambert and Buddy Stewart proved to be a hit, and in 1946, the duo left Krupa's band to record on their own. They recorded together in the late 1940s, along with musicians like Jerry Mulligan, Benny Green, Blossom Dearie, and Charlie Barnett.
Have we made it clear that
their reputation as premier bop vocalists came to a head in 1949 when the duo performed alongside the king of bop music himself, Charlie Parker. Buddy Stewart and Dave Lambert performed with Parker at New York's Royal Roost Jazz Club for a series of broadcasts in 1949. Unfortunately, Lambert lost his singing partner a year later when Buddy Stewart died in a car crash at the age of 28. Here's Dave Lambert and Buddy Stewart live with Charlie Parker in 1949 performing the song Deedle on Afterglow. Dave Lambert and Buddy Stewart scatting alongside Charlie Parker live at the Royal Roost in 1949, performing Deedle. After the death of Buddy Stewart in 1950, Dave Lambert was left without a musical partner. He worked for the next several years leading his own vocal ensemble called the Dave Lambert Singers, a group that he began working on in 1949. The Dave Lambert Singers were in the mold of the Pied Pipers or the Meltones, although usually with a more bebop style. This group, which varied in size, members, and even sometimes in name, could be called up in a pinch to record with any variety of ensemble. For instance, in 1951, when the Dave Lambert Singers joined up with Mel Torme and Pete Rugolo, they provided some light vocal accompaniment.
When love came and told me I shouldn't sleep, bewitched, bothered and bewildered.
But when they joined up with Joe Stafford 2 years earlier, the Dave Lambert Singers were performing straight-ahead bebop. The tune was called Jolly Joe, and Lambert wrote it, but it also had another name on the cover of the album, which is actually kind of difficult to say on the radio. It looked like a complex mathematical formula, the supposed formula for bop. I'll play two songs now from those Dave Lambert Singers years, beginning with Joe Stafford's Formula for Bop, Jolly Joe, on Afterglow.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind all that rain from the skies, just as long as I can see all that love light in your eyes. Sometimes I hate you, sometimes I love you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am, so what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
Dear, sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I feel so blue, I don't know what to do. Oh, my disposition depends so much on you. I never mind when raindrops fall from skies above me, as long as there's sun shining in your eyes, shining ever brightly to tell me that you love me. Oh, sometimes I hate you, then again I love you, so I know I'll never let you go. But whenever I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. Darling, that's the way that I found I am. There's nothing I can do, even try to take it on the lam. Baby, happy only when I'm with you. Had to come back to you.
Do 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 do.
The singer King Pleasure with the Dave Lambert Singers from the 1963 prestige album King Pleasure Sings. That was the Vincent Yeomans and Irving Caesar song Sometimes I'm Happy. That track is an example of what's called vocalese, where new lyrics are added to an existing jazz solo. In this case, the new lyrics were added to a saxophone solo by Lester Young and a bass solo by Slam Stewart, recreated there by King Pleasure and the Dave Lambert Singers. Before that, we heard the Dave Lambert Singers and Joe Stafford performing a song called Jolly Joe, a bop tune that Lambert wrote for Stafford in 1949. One of the most high-profile gigs for the Dave Lambert Singers in the early 1950s was also one of the most notorious recording sessions in jazz history. It featured the Dave Lambert Singers, the premier bop vocal ensemble, and Gil Evans, the premier bop arranger, who had recently worked with Claude Thornhill and Miles Davis. The last piece of this puzzle was alto saxophonist Charlie Parker, the premier bop musician. Parker wanted to combine jazz with the choir and orchestral instruments to create something more akin to 20th century classical music. It seemed, at least on the surface, to make for an interesting session. However, the session's producer, Norman Granz, was disappointed in the result, and he cut the session off early. Parker, Evans, and Lambert, however, were pleased with their efforts, but they didn't like the engineer's mix. They wanted to record it again, but Granz refused. When the recordings were released, the jazz public seemed to side with Granz, and it's been considered one of the biggest disasters in jazz history. Nevertheless, the Charlie Parker, Gil Evans, Dave Lambert session is an interesting historical artifact, and I'll play one track from it now. Here's the ensemble performing Cole Porter's In the Still of the Night on Afterglow.
To be
saxophonist Charlie Parker with the Dave Lambert Singers and arranger Gil Evans performing Cole Porter's In the Still of the Night. We're celebrating singer Dave Lambert's centennial this hour on the program. Not long after his notorious session with Charlie Parker in 1953, Dave Lambert made contact with the musician who would change the course of his career, John Hendricks. Hendricks was an aspiring singer and writer who tapped into the spirit of the vocalese craze that was made popular by King Pleasure. Hendricks was looking for an arranger and vocal ensemble for a vocalese version of Jimmy Giuffre's song Four Brothers that he was working on. He remembered Lambert's work with Buddy Stewart in the 1940s and more recently with King Pleasure, so he asked Lambert to help. Lambert apparently wrote the arrangement for Four Brothers in only 15 minutes. John Hendricks and the Dave Lambert Singers recorded Four Brothers and the vocalese song Cloudburst in 1955 as a single for Decca Records, all with new lyrics by John Hendricks. For the first time since he worked with Buddy Stewart, Dave Lambert found a musical partner. He and Hendricks quickly turned to their next project, rearranging the music of Count Basie for vocal ensemble. They brought the idea to Creed Taylor, a new record exec for ABC Paramount, and Taylor offered them a deal to record an album of all Basie material. Lambert put together a choir that included a 26-year-old singer named Annie Ross. Ross was well-versed in jazz and vocalese. Having already recorded a hit vocalese version of Wardell Gray's song Twisted in 1952, however, it became clear that none of the other singers in the session could sing or swing the way Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross could. So Lambert fired the rest of the choir, and Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross forged ahead as a trio, opting to multi-track and overdub all of the parts themselves. The result was called Sing a Song of Basie, and it was an immediate, if not unexpected, hit. It turned Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross into an almost overnight sensation. I'll play for you now a track from this album. Here's Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross performing the Count Basie tune It's Sandman on Afterglow.
You want a new dance to do in Sandman. You're bound to think it's grand, man. Don't have to move from where you stand. Yes, you can do the Sandman. You dust up your feet to do it. Ain't really nothing to it. This beat your feet will understand. I'm a fan, do the Sandman. Your feet keep scraping, scratching up such a sound. Just pick your toes up and lay them down. The greatest for never traveling. Just stand still and graveling. Your feet will flutter like a fan. Man to strand, man to strand, man. How's about a little sample of sand in your hands? About another step of demand in. How's about you kind of work tonight?
Rock
back by Basie's band. But even Beethoven, Bach, and Mozart took in the tap and toes art. Go dig a ballet too, but man, get your Sandman, Sandman. Get together, be busy, begin. Keep it humming, be groovy, come in. Get the sand and you dig it, and then
I do the sand,
I dig it, man.
And everybody ought to better understand. You gotta scramble up the sand.
Thank you.
Lambert Hendrickson Ross from the 1956 landmark album Sing a Song of Basie. We just heard the voices of the trio overdubbed several times, performing the Count Basie tune, It's Sandman. We'll hear more from Lambert Hendrickson Ross after a short break on this Dave Lambert Centennial Celebration. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. And the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street. Online at iHeartSoma.com. And Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Brow Road. Information at 4thStreetWesleyanChurch.org. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. What you're hearing now is Count Basie playing the introduction to his famous tune, Jumpin' at the Woodside, only something is a bit different.
I gotta go, I wanna blow a little room, a lot of fun. I'm going home, I gotta run.
That's Lambert, Hendrickson, and Ross, the pioneering jazz vocal group consisting of Dave Lambert, John Hendrickson, and Annie Ross, with their vocal arrangement of Jumpin' at the Woodside from their 1958 album Sing Along with Basie. We're celebrating the centennial of Dave Lambert this hour, the main arranger for the group. Lambert's career started in the 1940s as one of the first people to bring bebop into the world of singing, but his career hit its peak in the late 1950s when he teamed up with vocalese stars John Hendricks and Annie Ross. Together, Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross transformed the jazz vocal ensemble, turning it into something that was undoubtedly cool. The group worked together for only about 8 years. Annie Ross left in 1962, but these years were explosive in their creativity. Lambert deconstructed and rearranged existing bop charts by Woody Herman, Miles Davis, Horace Silver, and others, while John Hendricks added new lyrics. Hendricks and Ross were the vocal stars of the group, but occasionally, Lambert's unpolished vocals would take center stage. I'll play a few tunes from the high point of Lambert, Hendrickson, Ross's career, beginning with a Dave Lambert highlight, their arrangement of the Woody Herman and Ralph Burns tune, Bijou, on Afterglow.
My petite Bijou,
they say you're more precious than anything new.
My petite
Bijou, they say you're his jewel and you're his own.
My petite
Bijou, who cares, maybe sparkle, but not around you.
My petite
Bijou, goes with maybe nothing since she found you.
I really adore you, you're my treasure on earth.
Treasure and a joy, what a lovely gem, what a pretty little gem. But she loves only him.
and really and truly true to him.
I've wasted many an hour adoringly, wondering if
my pretty bee,
I still carry a torch for you. Bijou.
So truly a jewel, my bijou.
And the sparkle of diamonds and diamonds on the
wee bijou, mon chéri. In Istanbul, when we met, she was dancing in a small cafe, the Lido by the sea. And I had hired a guide to lead me and show the sights to me. Then he led me right away straight to that small cafe. Lights were lowered for her dance, and she appeared stealing my heart away with a glance. Ah, bijou, 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 bijou. True, my heart was spinning too. While she danced, my very soul was made of flaming desire. I felt the fire. I could never love another. Love is blind. No peace I'd find till I made bijou mine. So they met a meeting neither one will soon forget. I remember when they met. Now they're one, and so together life has just begun. Another life is beginning.
Oh,
bang and round. Happy, you see, as a man can be, 'cause my treasure's here with me. My bijou, my bijou, my bijou, my bijou. I love her, I love her so, I love her so, I love her, yes, I do. Bijou, what a pleasure, what a treasure, my petite bijou.
Summertime and the living ain't bad. Plenty fish and the cotton to buy. Dad's rich and your mama's good looking. So little baby, don't you cry, don't cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna sing. Spread your pretty little wings, take to the sky. Until that morn, ain't nothing gonna harm you. Daddy's standing by, Mama too standing by. In the summertime, living mighty easy too, too. The fish are jumping, yes indeed. The fish are jumping and the cotton's high. Your daddy's rich and your mama looks quiet. Hush, my baby, don't you cry. Hush, my little baby, don't you cry.
Come on home and be welcome to stay. Baby, tell me you're coming home. Living alone is so lonely. I never should ever have run you away. I knew the day we met, you brought my love alive. You got me so upset, I forgot you was really dying. When I took you in, my heart was ruling me. Finally I put you out, 'cause you only was fooling me. But if you're broke again and you need a friend, come on home. I know you ain't no good, I know your ways are bad. I'd quit you if I could, but without you I'm going mad. I'm hoping every day maybe you'll settle down, 'cause I'm in love with you and I ain't about to turn around. So if you're broke again and you need a friend, come on home.
What are you doing? You're standing around the corner and meanwhile your home's going to ruin. What are you, stupid? There's many a cat just looking for such as that. Woman didn't mean it, she would never be saying it. Plenty of woman wouldn't take it back if you were bending down and really unbending knee to come and see, telling you really where it's at. Get together, get together, get it, running, crawling, creeping, stumbling, falling. Plenty of time for stopping and thinking while you're sitting around at home and getting fat and generally playing it cool. Hurry it up and head for home, 'cause women you find don't change your mind. Why you gotta take the time to figure it out? I tell you, baby, home is where it's at. Figure it out and you'll get it together.
I figured it out, soon as you said it, I got it together. I figured it out, what am I gonna do? I've gotta make it, 'cause lonely nights are terrible, terrible, terrible. Tired of looking home and cooking, I go for that, it's where it's at. Got it together and figured out already. Got it together and figured I must eat steady. Steady with the pollen's really better than hot dog now. And it's just a sandwich in a sack. So what a relief, don't you take me back. Now we got another chance to get together. Nuts with pretending, what's with pretending? I messed around and acted bad and lost my pet. And now my babies give me another chance to get together.
What's there to talk and talk and talk about? What's there to squawk and squawk and squawk about? What? You just got to come home. Man doing what he want to, spend all of his time staying at home. Sweet home, home. You dig me, pretty baby, you heard right, come on home. Mama's gonna treat you so you'll never roam. 'Cause what's gotta be, gotta be. Mean what I said. Come on, come on, come on. I sure thought I was putting you out. I sure thought I was happy when away. Putting you down was tearing me up. That's the reason I'm calling you home to stay. Everybody's gonna tell me I'm a dozen man. I really, truly, 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 truly can dig it. I really and truly, truly can dig it. I really 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 can dig it. Maybe I'm a dunce, I can believe it. We don't love but once. So you see, baby, let people call me dumb for making up with you. But when you go, I'm numb. So what else am I gonna do? Maybe I'll take you back. Maybe you'll do me right. Tired of lonely days and of many a lonely night. So if you're broke again and you need a friend, come on home and be welcome to stay. Baby, tell me you're coming home. Living alone is so lonely. I never should ever have run you away. Baby, come home.
Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross from their final studio album, performing a vocalese version of the Horace Silver tune, Come On Home. For the solos, we first heard Dave Lambert imitating Blue Mitchell's trumpet solo, followed by John Hendricks doing his best impression of the solo from tenor saxophonist Junior Cook, And closing things off, Annie Ross doing a bit of vocal acrobatics to imitate the piano part of Horace Silver himself. Before that, we heard the group's version of Miles Davis and Gil Evans' Summertime, and starting that set, their arrangement of Woody Herman's Bijou. Annie Ross left Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross in 1962, but the other two singers soldiered on with replacement singer Yolanda Bavan for the next 2 years. Some of the magic was lost without Ross's signature vocal ability and her humor, but Lambert, Hendricks, and Bavan would record several albums with some success. Here's Lambert, Hendricks, and Bavan performing live another Horace Silver tune, Doodlin', on Afterglow.
Using the phone booth, making a few calls, doodling weird things, using the booth walls. Got me a big date, waiting for my chick, putting her face on so she can look slick. I enjoy procrastinating, cause I'm busy while I'm waiting. Doodling away, doodling away. Sitting and dining, dinner beginning, started designing, using the linen. Talking to my date, doodling my bit. Waiter got salty, told me to please quit. Told the waiter, don't be fizzy, can't you see I'm very busy. Doodling away, doodling away.
Do you doodle all day?
Said the waiter in his way.
Do you doodle all night?
Told the waiter he was right.
In your doodling way,
that's the way I'm gonna stay.
Are you painting things right?
Doodling sheds a lot of light.
I don't know what to do.
Ain't nothing you can do
with old doodling you.
And doodling's all I want to do.
That's for true.
Why does every single thing I see look exactly like a doodle to me? If I ever have a doubt what life is all about, I get my pencil out and then I come into doodling, cause I find it so relaxing, especially when it seems that life is really taxing. Those weird designs, they only show what's going on in weirder minds. Cause when you doodle, then your noodle's flying blind. Every single thing that you write just conceivably might be a thought that you captured while copying a wink. Doodling takes you beyond what you see, makes you write what you think.
I feel so lost without my doodling. Doodling really helps me ease my mind. I'd be tempest-tossed without my doodling. When I'm doodling, there's one thing I find.
Truly, I really, 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 truly, truly wanna figure out what my doodling's all about.
Later, the waiter had me arrested, took me to Bellevue where I was tested. Had me a doctor probing my noodle, for he was half done, taught him to doodle. Showed him hidden thoughts that linger, find an outlet through your finger. Doodling away, doodling away. Doctor was real nice, told me to be cool. Looked at the waiter, called him the real fool. Looked at my baby, told me he dug her. Got me to doodling so he could bug her. When he put his arms around her, quite to his surprise he found her. Doodling away, doodling away. We just doodle all day.
Dave Lambert, John Hendricks, and Yolanda Bavan, live in 1963 at Basin Street East with Horace Silver's Doodlin'. By 1964, Dave Lambert and John Hendricks went their separate ways. Lambert's next project was another vocal group that he called Lambert & Company, which was more or less a revival of the Dave Lambert Singers from the early 1950s. The group consisted of four singers in their early 20s, with the 47-year-old Lambert as their leader. He took the group to RCA Records to perform a handful of Lambert original songs for producer George Avakian. However, the demand for vocal jazz music was waning by 1964, and the group was never signed. Luckily, though, the entire audition process was preserved for posterity by documentary filmmaker D.A. Pennebaker, who later became known for his documentaries about Bob Dylan and 60s counterculture. Pennebaker's 15-minute black-and-white documentary, Audition at RCA, is the last and arguably best document about the jazz singer Dave Lambert. A little over a year after Lambert and Company's audition at RCA, Dave Lambert was tragically killed in a roadside accident. On October 3, 1966, Lambert was fixing a flat tire with a stranded motorist on the side of the road when they were both struck by an oncoming vehicle. He was only 49 years old. I'll conclude this tribute to Dave Lambert with a solo recording from the singer from 1960, one of his only solo recordings. This song highlights the warmth and sadness that was always in his voice, but also his ability to improvise as well as, if not better, than most singers of his day. Here's Dave Lambert with the Irving Berlin song, All Alone, on Afterglow.
All alone, I'm so all alone. There is no one else but you. All alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring, a ting-a-ling. I'm all alone every evening, all alone feeling blue, wondering where you are and how you are. If you are all alone too. Do 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 do
all alone. No one else but you. All alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring-a-ling, a ting, a ring-a-ling, ting. Rang-a-dang, too. All alone, ring-a-ling, rang-a-dang, and you.
Dave Lambert in 1960 with the Irving Berlin song All Alone. And thanks for tuning into this Dave Lambert centennial celebration on Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, and the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street, online at iHeartSoma.com, and Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prow Road. Information at forestreetwesleyanchurch.org. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.